Hey, this is Danny Thayer. I'm the discipleship pastor at City Hope Church, and this is our podcast. Be sure to subscribe so that we can get these new sermons to you every week. Hope you're blessed today.
Here we are at Golgotha, on a day that we've come to know as Good Friday. And the question I always have to ask myself, and the question I'm asking you, is what's so good about Friday? What's so good about Jesus being betrayed, being unjustly sentenced? What's so good about Jesus being beaten and ultimately nailed to a cross? You know, just 5 days earlier, Jesus came into Jerusalem. And he came into Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. But he didn't come just to celebrate Passover. He came to become our Passover. You see, 1,500 years earlier, and back in Exodus 12, ever since then, the Jewish people had been celebrating this holy day where, as the 10th plague, and you'll probably remember the story, as the 10th plague, God rescued his people from slavery, from captivity, from bondage, from Egypt. And what happened, or really the message of that first Passover, was that God is very much a holy and just God. But yet he's also a merciful God. And so 1,500 years earlier, God had found a way to be both just and merciful. We call this salvation through substitution. What would happen is this, is that a family would choose a lamb. They would choose a lamb based on its perfection. Based on the fact that it was spotless with no blemish and no defect, they would choose a lamb, and then this lamb would stay in their home with them for 4 days. For 4 days, this family would inspect and make sure that this lamb was indeed without blemish, without defect, that it was perfect. And then at the appointed time, that lamb would be killed. Its blood would be spilt. And as instructed, they would take the blood and they would paint it above the doorpost so that when God's judgment and when God's punishment for sin passed over, the angel of death, the ultimate punishment is death. And when death would pass over their home, the angel of death would see the blood over the door and would pass over that home. In other words, God's judgment and punishment would pass over that home. This is the message of Good Friday. Because no animal could ever fully and finally substitute for humanity's sin. And God knew this. God knew that this was a problem that needed to be resolved for a very long time. And God knew and planned that Good Friday was going to be the moment that that problem was resolved. When Jesus came into the city, they chose him. They chose him as king, but they also chose him as lamb. They didn't know that, but they were pointing, they were picking, they were choosing their king. And then for 4 days, scripture tells us that he taught in the temple and the synagogue. For 4 days, he was found to be without blemish, without defect, to the point that they had to drum up false accusations to lie about him so that they could accuse him. He was without blemish. He was a perfect lamb. And at the appointed time, he shed his blood so that you and I would be passed over by the punishment of sin that our sin deserves. That's the message of Good Friday. I imagine that when John the Baptist prepared to baptize Jesus just before his ministry began, you can imagine that on that countryside right there by the Jordan River, that as John the Baptist pointed out Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And then just a few years after the resurrection, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 5, 7, the Apostle Paul said, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. That's why we stand at Golgotha right now. In this moment of wait, this is why Jesus had to be lied about. This is why Jesus had to be betrayed. This is why Jesus had to be beaten. This is why Jesus had to be nailed to a tree. This is why his blood had to flow. This is why his Father had to turn his back on him. You see, Good Friday is good to us, but it's only good to us because it was horrific for Jesus. Because he endured unimaginable pain for you, so that that sin could be no more, so that that gap that sin caused between you and God could be no more. This is why it's so important for us on a day like today to sit and remember the cross. And not just move quickly on to the celebration of Easter, which we're so excited about, but yet we need to sit in this moment and feel the deep sorrow and gratitude. There's this tension on this day where there's deep death and agony and pain, but at the same time, there's beauty and there's promise and there's hope. This is why on Friday, we are gonna flower the cross. Because we're gonna live in that tension of this ugly, nasty, horrible torture device. The worst that's ever been used, this ugly thing that was the cause of death, and yet at the same time, we're gonna put beautiful flowers on it because we're gonna look at the beauty that came from that sacrifice. We live today in that tension. This is why Good Friday is good. But the question I have for you is this. Has his blood been applied to your life? Because in Exodus 12, it wasn't just that they spilled the blood of the lamb. The blood of the lamb had to be applied to the doorpost of the home. It's not just that Jesus spilled his blood. The good news about the spilled blood of Jesus is that every single one of you, whether that blood is applied or not, your sins have been forgiven. But you do not accept that until his blood is actually applied to your life. So the question is, has his blood been applied to your life? Have you surrendered your life? Have you made a faith step, a faith statement to put your hope, your trust, your faith in him? Have you accepted his forgiveness? And before we leave in just a few minutes, our ministry team is going to be here. And if today you say, you know what, I've been doing the church thing for a long time, or maybe I'm brand new to this whole thing and I've not made that step, then I invite you today. There's no better day than today to accept Jesus Christ in your life. So at the end, in just a few minutes, I would invite you down and pray with someone. Come down and let us lead you, pray with you, and help you begin this journey of applying his blood to your life and then living that out. But I don't want us to rush to the celebration of Easter. I feel like it's so, for me personally, my own soul, it's so good for me to sit in this moment to feel what Jesus Christ, who was perfect in every way, who did not deserve death, but he took death for you who deserved death. And he took that upon himself. So I want us to just sit in the goodness of Friday. I want us to sit in the goodness of the crucifixion, of what Jesus did for us. I'm going to do that by reading Isaiah 53. And here's what I want you to do while I read is I'm going to invite you, not yet, but in just a moment, I'm going to have you close your eyes. And I want you just to allow your imagination to run free. And honestly, I want to allow the Holy Spirit to infuse your imagination as we read this passage. And after I'm done reading, I'll be finished. And I'm going to challenge you to just sit in this moment as long as you need to sit in this moment. You can sit, you can worship, you can come down for prayer if you need prayer. My request is that as you leave the room, I ask that you leave the room in silence. So that this sanctuary just stay still and quiet and peaceful as we sit in the heaviness of this moment. So do this. Go ahead and close your eyes. And I'm going to read this passage. And again, I want you to allow your imagination to just run. Visualize, picture, feel what he did for you. Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing that would attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream, but he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal, and he was put in a rich man's grave.
Thanks for joining us for today's message. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, make sure to share it and subscribe so that you can get new messages as soon as they are available. I also want to take a moment to thank all of you who are a part of City Hope, whether you support us financially, serve with us, or share these messages consistently. It's because of you that we are able to reach people right where they are, all over the world. And if you want more information on how you can be a part of City Hope, visit cityhope.cc.